Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the phone with us right now is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm okay.
We're doing great. Welcome to the Second Date Update. I'm Gavin, that's Katie, and you recently went on a great first date with Gabby. Tell us where you went and what you did.
Well, we met on OkCupid, and we went to Yard House in Doca, and I thought, you know, we had a great conversation, very, you know, in-depth, like deep. Called her and texted her a couple times. She didn't answer. And then eventually, you know, she just told me that I'm not her type, which is like, it just was ridiculous.
Okay. And
Wait, why is that ridiculous? Is it ridiculous that you couldn't possibly be someone's type?
Well, I read everything she listed on her OkCupid profile, and I matched every single one of those things. So I don't know. It has to be something else. Like, maybe she already has a boyfriend or something.
That actually makes a lot of sense, Kevin. Like, you're right, Katie, that it does come across very egotistical to say, like, which is crazy that, like,
how could I not be her type?
Right. But when you go on a dating site like OkCupid, of course, like, you know ahead of time, I'm at least your type. I'm at least, we have things in common. I know for a fact we didn't just meet at a bar. We, like, went through a profile search together.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that, like you can't tell a person's communication style.
No. But here's the good news, though. We have Gabby on the phone, and we can ask her why you're not her type, okay? We can drill into this a little bit. So, Kevin, I'm going to put you on hold, and then we're going to talk to Gabby. Listen to everything we say, and then we'll come back to you. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay. It's a second date update here on the Wake Up Call. Gabby, good morning. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing okay.
Good. It's Gavin and Katie. Thank you for sitting on hold. You are actually part of a second date update, okay? And listening in this whole time is Kevin, who you went on a first date with. And he told us that he really loved the date that you guys went on and claims that
he's your type.
He is your type.
Now, we understand you told him he's not your type. So why is he not your type? Maybe that is a better way to get down to it.
Oh boy. Okay. Like, he was nice. Like, I mean, he was attractive, whatever. Like, but it was like one of the worst dates I've been on. Like, it was like,
it was like
an FBI interrogation almost. Like, I don't want to sound that like dramatic, but it was just like,
did he handcuff you to the table? Like, why was
he
it like
a light in her eyes?
Why was it like an FBI interrogation?
I don't know, he just kept like prying. It was just like all these like super personal questions, like really, really, like, you know, like fast, and like, you know, like he was like, you know, like, how long do I date someone before I have sex? Do I believe in divorce? Like,
oh,
are your parents divorced? How many serious boyfriends have you had? Like, just, like, really, like, going at it, like, trying to, like, I don't know. Like, it was uncomfortable. Like, I was just like, can we just, like, chill? Can we just have some casual conversation? Like,
okay, so let me ask you, and I'll ask Katie, too, okay? Because not all of them. But some of those questions I would expect are appropriate first date questions. Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Which one?
Like, are your parents divorced?
How about what are your parents like?
I don't know. Like,
it feels intrusive.
Yeah, true. That's exactly what I was trying to think. Like, intrusive.
Okay, well, let's get Kevin back on the phone. Kevin, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
So there's your answer. You're
a creep.
You're Special Agent Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, you know, listen, like a literal supercomputer called OkCupid put us together. And, you know, basically my whole idea was like, I don't want to waste any time. I want to get to the point. And so, you know, these are just things that I just want to know.
Okay. I get not wanting to waste your time. I would guess you're, you know, of an age where maybe you're ready to settle down. There are some things in life that can't and probably should not be rushed. And getting to know someone to have a relationship with, I think, is one of those things. And I'm saying that as somebody who wants to marry every man I've ever had sex with. The second we made love, I just assumed he was my fiance.
And we're using made love liberally because...
Katie, are you single?
She is not.
No, I'm very married.
But,
are your parents divorced?
Yes, they are.
Of course they are.
Why do you think I act this way?
Yeah. So we're not interested in even giving Kevin a second shot.
I don't know. It might have passed its point. He need to figure out another way to, like, get to know people. Like, I am actually very serious about dating. Like, I'm not going out to just, like, play around with people. Like, you know, I'm interested in a serious relationship and marriage one day. Mm. But, like, I don't know. It was just, like, it was too much. Like, you got to slow your roll. Like, I don't know if I'm feeling it.
You know what it is? The way he asks questions makes it sound like there's a wrong answer. And I don't want that from somebody that I'm just starting to date. I don't want to feel like it's a pop quiz and I might fail the test.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
I get it.
All right. Well, Kevin, sorry about that, but you're going to have to open another case, I guess.
Yeah. Give me your badge and your gun.
Use this as a learning experience, though, okay?
Okay, Katie, I'll talk to you off the air.
Okay, good idea.
By the way,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.